toboggans and stuff, you know, and gloves from head to foot, and they had sleds and was out there playing. And they'd get on them and go and run them a little bit down a kind of downhill, but not too far. And they went in a restaurant and to drink some coffee, and when I got out, I just nearly froze, you know. But this boy didn't seem to bother him none, but anyhow, that some guy was in there and said, "Are you going down?" I forgot the name of the place, the other side would be the road that went to Albuquerque, and this White Sands was over not far from there, you know, you could see it, in fact. Before we get there, it looked like this white mountains. And he said, "Well, you better just run in gear going down that hill." I didn't know what he meant, and he run the engine and run the darn thing, and most of the time in low gear, you know. And so we went all right, but it'd be places in that road that I would just shudder. I just couldn't look out, you know. It looked like it was 1,000 feet down to the bottom of some gulch, and it went on way, a long ways. And he told me, he says, "That's old Baldy, that they call it, and that is this old mountain." And in the summertime, it still could see, looked like way up there, cap of snow, but there's trees all on the side of the thing. And I don't know how far it was, but after we went over this business down to the other side, why, and you could see them mountains there, plumb warm, and feel like taking off the coat, you know. And one end of the road went to El Paso, and one, I think, to Albuquerque, way back up in New Mexico. And so he went on out pretty close to this white sand and got a little bottle full of the stuff or something. I don't know, it's just some formation. It's not ice, but it looked like snow. And not salt, I say, it's no taste or nothing, but it's just a white, it looked like a snowbank. And all just large, you know, place of it there. I think really it's a desert around it, and not nobody live or nothing. Maybe they go there and test some atomic bombs and stuff. I don't know exactly what. And it went on to El Paso then. It seemed like it wasn't too far. It's just nice and warm, you know, and the sun shining.
That must
have
been
a
wonderful trip.
Huh?
I know you must have enjoyed that trip.
It did. I'd never been there, and that's the only time I'd practically ever been out of Walker County. Maybe, and it was a large place, but you could see up in sight, looked like a bluff there or something, you know, that was a lot of houses on it, way up above everything else. But
would you ever call that a cliff?
Well, that's what I guess it'd be. I don't know, I was never around them much, but in the town there, it was just a nice looking town and everything. And